This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A pilot project in Denver will use social workers for the initial response to emergency 911 calls for mental health or substance abuse crisis. Carly Ceylon is a mental health worker who says the idea is to keep Denver police focused on law enforcement duties.
It's no secret that sometimes a police officer's presence, just being there, can escalate a situation. If someone is in crisis and a police officer shows up, sometimes that can be very scary or they're afraid that they're in trouble.
The program will be funded for at least 6 months. Much of southern Colorado is under a red flag fire warning until 9 tonight, some areas until 11. Meteorologist Kathy Torgerson says a prolonged period of strong winds and low humidity has left the region susceptible to dangerous fires.
And of course, our drought conditions have made for very dry vegetation, which is fuel for fires, and again lead to the potential for very volatile conditions should a wildfire start, very rapid rates of fire spread.
The National Weather Service says be very careful with cigarette butts and do not burn anything outdoors. But forecasters say an abrupt change is on the way with the weather, with snow possible overnight in those areas. It's 69 and partly cloudy for Denver, 65, mostly sunny in Vail, 87 and sunny for Pueblo, chance of showers tonight for much of the Front Range, also windy. This is CPR News.